Loretta, when we talk about proposed budget cuts, I wasn't real clear on how this read. Let's start with City Council. Help me to understand what that line means.
Okay, the total savings that I indicated could be reached by saving at the City Council level would be $62,051. That represents $29,451 in salary savings by using the 10% reduction, $7,600 in operating cost, $4,000 in promotions, $1,000 that they send toward the B. Christie Awards dinner, $7,000 in community promotions, $5,000 in training, and $8,000 in equipment. And none of those represent completely eliminating a category. They're just reductions in amounts allocated to those categories. Other than the B. Christie Awards dinner, that does eliminate that.
When we start talking about cutting salaries from City Council and the mayor, what kind of response did you get?
You haven't had any response from any of those groups.
And you talk about cutting from the city clerk's salary, planning in neighborhoods, and so on and so forth. Many folks would be affected by that. Do you think that what you're asking is too much for the roles that these people have, for the education, for the experience, for what they do?
Well, this is the exact same thing that the administration asked them to give up last year. It equates to the 10 furlough days that they agreed to and took, and it's the same amount of reduction that they currently are faced with at the present time.
Loretta, what's been the feedback that you've gotten from City Council and from Lansing administration?
I have had none so far from the administration. I did have one brief, let me see if I can pull it up in my email here, response from Aileen Robinson as the City Council President. And let me find that. She indicated that the council has taken some of the suggestions into account. What she says here, I would like you to know that we have already taken some of your suggestions into account and made changes to the budget that we plan to submit to the administration.
So they're listening.
They're listening, at least to some extent, yes.
Well, Kathy Dunbar, the vice president of the City Council, was a little perplexed. I think that's the right adjective, the correct adjective that I could use, in the fact that what her millage is a proposal, and that the citizens can decide, and then that will dictate how the City Council moves when it comes to figuring out how to balance this budget. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think it's good that they're asking the citizens to weigh in on the issue and giving them the opportunity to vote. But I think it was done in a manner that made the citizens feel like they were under the gun, both in timing and in pressure, feeling threatened that if they don't pass the millage, they're going to lose 60 police firefighters and 3 fire stations. I'm just not certain that the deficit is going to be that severe, and frankly, they don't know, because until the state government makes some decisions, the city doesn't actually know what their total deficit is going to be.
So you have put together this budget proposal for the City of Lansing fiscal year 2011-2012, and on Monday there is going to be a protest, if you will?
Yes.
We'll talk about that. Give us the details.
The idea is for the citizens to convey to the city what their priorities are. Do they want to see this millage passed, or do they not? Do they want to see the city understand that they prefer that the budget be cut to the bone, that all duplication and waste is out of the budget before the city comes to the public for more tax dollars? Or are they going to cave in to the implications that the administration will have to close stations and cut heavily into police and fire if the millage didn't pass?
All right, Loretta, if people want to contact you, how can they do that?
They can reach me at 517-393-3000. 3369.
All right, Loretta, thanks so much for your time this morning. Coming up next after our break, Kathy Dunbar, the Vice President of the Lansing City Council. Thanks, Loretta.
Thank you for the opportunity.